manager, boss at your job. But in your dreams, you can blow his head off. In your dreams, show no mercy.
sauce now.
Johnny was the devil, and he listened to Spank Wagon Radio.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio on a wonderful Thursday evening, and I am your host, Trencher, and I'm all alone. Not much to say today. Not actually very happy about this whole ordeal, but I'll go over it anyway, since normally I start off the show covering stuff about the website and about Spank Wagon in general. But, well, if anybody is part of a message board group, you'll notice that I had someone quit on me. I don't like that too much. Actually, it kind of really pisses me off. That actually had Cloud Balls quit Spankwagon, or so it seems. Now, I have, for those of you who have been, you know, kind of following this, all three of you in the message boards and five of you in real life who are afraid of message boards, I have been following this. I did get a hold of Claude last night. I actually took my tape recorder, and he was very willing, amazingly enough, to be recorded talking and having this small conversation. Needless to say, we're going to have to start a campaign because he's a little frustrated with everything with the Spankwagon. We're going to have the Come Home Claude campaign, but we'll talk more about that later. Right now, just to let you guys know, we do have the chat up and running. Although, good luck getting through your regular clients. You can always check out the chat, spankwagon.vftp.net/chattest/chat1.html. Yes, it's long. Yes, it's confusing. Yes, it's kind of annoying. But you can always go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the Spankwagon link. I'm right there. I put it right there. I am so freaking considerate that I actually made a link just for you folks so you can get to the chat without listening to me. And if you do want to try to go through the clients, hey, dialnet, dal.net, irc.dialnet. Of course, the room is pound Spankwagon. Let's see. What else can I go over it? Because I really don't have much to say or do here right now. I think today what we're going to do, though, is I'm going to take all the music that Claude has issued and given to me last week. We're going to play it. So I think today's going to be mostly a music day and not much else. We also are going to go ahead and play two Don't Damn Me's because of last week's wonderful downtime. Seems that the ISP that I choose to go through for our connection here, because I figured it would be a little more stable than what I have normally, decided, oh, it was going to take its own lunch and leave. It just bit the fucking bullet. So, it's gone. It's host. And we lost our show. I don't know. I can't even remember what part. I think Claude was talking something about the lions and tigers and fires, oh my. And we lost it from that point. But what I'll do tonight is we will play the other two Don't Damn Me's. We'll also cover that. We'll play a little more music. I'll come back. I do have news. Stupid fucking news. Because there are a lot of people out there who do a lot of dumb stuff. A lot of interesting stuff, too, that I decided to pull up. I figured, hey, if I can't do humor, I can do educational. I'll kill everybody. Bore you all to death. As Reverend Hammer says, wonderful, two subpar Don't Damn Me's. I want to see the above par Don't Damn Me. We got to get one of those going. Maybe next week, Rev? Anywho, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. Go ahead, folks, listen in some tunage. I'll be back in a little bit.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own. Knowing she's okay alone. And there's no messing. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. Oh, she never asks very much, and I don't refuse her. Always treat her with respect, I never would abuse her. What she's got is hard to find, and I don't want to lose her. Help me build a mountain from a little pile of clay. But she knows what I'm about. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy. But she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady.
Spankwagon.
But who at will randomly looks up the word funk, fuck and chunk?
Don't know, man. I guess you have a fetish for fat women.
Fuck chunk.
I actually saw a phone sex ad for that one time.
Phone sex for fat women?
For fat women. It's like Jabba the Slut says, find a fold and fuck it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Not Spankwagon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It could be.
Be quiet.
Spankwagon Radio.
This is your captain speaking. Smoke him if you got him. Rawr, rawr.
I must react to claims of those who say that you're
Oh, yeah. Tom Friggin' Jones doing Burning Down the House. There's something about that I like. I think it's the fact that I can actually understand what in the hell the song is saying. Because the guys in Talking Heads are... Yes, welcome to the Bob Dylan School of Singing. Soon we will teach you how to play an instrument like Nirvana. Alrighty, folks. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. You can always find us in the chat, which, hey, I finally got working! Of course, I actually just noticed the name of the server that I connected to. Omen. Omen. Yeesh. Thank God I'm not too superstitious. Omen. Omen. And no, that wasn't Gwen Stefani in the background there, Airwolf. That was, I want to say, the Cardigans, something like that? I think. I don't know. I have it in the IDE3 tags or whatever, but I'm not too sure. All right, folks. Spankwagon Radio. Some news, a little bit of Don't Damn Me's, not much of anything else. And for those of you who are listening to Ars Anime or whatever it is called, I am cool like that. I like Cowboy Bebop, Ghost in the Shell, and a few others. But anyhow, I figure if I can mooch a little and woo you over, check out the chat room over here on Pound Spankwagon. You'd be cool, I'd look good, and God damn it, I'd get some hits on my site, spankwagon.vftp.net, because I'm a whore, and I like to push the site. Remember, not a lot of graphics, except soon we're going to have the Powered by Whitey graphic, which will go up tonight for the message board, so you will understand the power that is the cheese that comes out of Whitey's aura. Never mind. I'm talking out of my ass, folks, and I haven't even had a... I'm talking out of my ass, and I haven't had a shit thing to drink. Anyhow, I get some head on my sight. Hits. Airwolf, hits. Freud doesn't live in my house. Hits. I think Reverend Hammer says right. What the fuck? All right, folks. Ah, fuck. Why do the schedule? I don't need to worry about that thing today. It's not like I actually have a conversation going with anybody. One thing we are going to start working on here, folks, and I've decided that after, and you'll hear this later on in the second half of the show, around the 11 o'clock frame, is I did have a conversation with the very much missing Claude Balls. Because I am ballless right now, I'm very ballless right now, so I did have a conversation with him last night, though, and we're going to start the campaign on the site to come home Claude. We miss our balls. And that's going to be the tagline. Also, folks, we are going to start next week, hopefully next week, with a guest host. I've already been talking because, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, me sitting behind a microphone jabbering to you guys, it's fun. For me, boring as fuck for you. So I decided next week we're going to bring in a guest. Hopefully, if I can get him wrangled away from the responsibilities of life that he has, we might have El Smack in. And for those of you who know El Smack, great. For those of you who don't know El Smack, probably even better. So we'll see how that works out for next week. Right now, let's see. Little Tom Jones, a little bit of news. Why don't we go ahead? I did find a news article that I found wonderful. Absolutely freaking wonderful. This is something I actually pulled from the Fox News Channel, and I printed out on my brand new UFO printer. Looks like a freaking UFO. It's like someone took a Zippo lighter, one of those trendy Zippo lighters, turned it on its side. I don't know. It's pretty ugly. But it works. And it works better than my other printer. So I'm not going to bitch about its functionality. But the aesthetics are, well, I don't know. Cell phone charger-ish? Just drop in something and it actually will power it up? Alrighty, folks. An ailing man is suing fast food firms. This is a soon-to-be class action lawsuit. A New York lawyer has filed a suit against the four big fast food corporations, saying that fatty foods are responsible for his obesity and related health problems. Samuel Hirsch filed his lawsuit Wednesday at a New York state court in the Bronx, alleging that McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and KFC Corporation are irresponsible and deceptive in the posting of their nutritional information, and that they need to offer healthier options on the menus, and they need to create a de facto addiction. And that they actually create a de facto addiction in their consumers. In other words, Yeah, covered in past don't dammies, but I pulled up the article. So let's see. Fuck Chunk here decides that he wants to go out and get a Big Mac, and he says now he's addicted to Big Mac. That's pretty fucked up. As a matter of fact, if you guys have ever heard any of my, one of my intro songs, Wesley Willis' Spank Wagon, not where I got my name. I'm cooler and been doing it longer. He actually sings a song called Rock and Roll at McDonald's or Rock and Roll McDonald's or some stupid shit like that. One of these ones, he hits the demo key, he runs with it, he sings. Because if he stops singing and the music stops playing, he goes schizo and he goes freaking out on everybody. But basically what he said was, is that, let's see if I can find it here, because I actually copied this down, one of my notepads. Ah yes, Big Macs will make you fat. This is coming from a retard. A confirmed schizophrenic. What a fuck up. Big old pot smoker, big old crackhead, you name it, he's stuck in it. So, basically what this guy though, and a lot of these people are trying to jump on the bandwagon. They're trying to say that they got addicted to the food, that they actually do something to their food to make it addictive. Well, okay, fine. Maybe if you cooked better at home, and it actually tastes good when you cooked. Wait, I'm sorry. Ramen noodles. Okay, for a poor man, they're an option, but come on now, folks. It's all about a little self-control. That's all. Pure and simple. If I could say no to Starbucks for one day out of seven in a week, I'm doing good. I'm addicted to Starbucks, but I could say no when I want to. When I'm not near a Starbucks and I don't have $5 on me. But that's one thing. Let's see. Other good news? Other than fat people? Hamburger Helper. Okay, look. Wait a minute now. We can start talking about crap foods, and I'm talking about what's going on in my chat room here. Reverend Hammer brought up a point about Hamburger Helper. You know, Hamburger Helper's one thing. But these people are too fucking lazy. Way too fucking lazy to turn on a stove. You're dealing with people that probably have kids that eat out with these kids so often, their welfare checks dry up before the end of the week. Why? Because of cigarettes and junk food. And I'm talking the McDonald's chicken nuggets and stuff. Bunch of fucking lazy people. And remember, these are also the people that, you know, we're a country that's getting fatter. You know, everybody says it's an epidemic. We need to do something. Yeah, a little bit of self-restraint. It's a wonderful thing to pass on. I'm not, you know, the most... I don't know, I'm not the person, I guess pot calling the kettle black here, because I'm not the most in shape, I'm not the most perfect person, but Jesus fucking God, if you could just pass it up a little bit, that'd be great. And also in the chat boards, lettuce, carrots, you're right, lettuce, carrots, celery, hell, even celery, good food, good to eat, and it burns fat, because it takes more calories to burn celery than what celery actually puts into your body. I've seen people lose a lot of weight eating nothing but celery. Granted, they look really funny, but then again, we kind of call them Mr. Ed at work. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. Oh, fuck, he just brought up tofu. I was going to segue out of this, but no. Tofu. Ah, bleh. Ugh. Tofu sucks. Anybody who eats tofu has some issues. Because what is it, soy curd? Come on. I don't even want it. Soy curd. Okay, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from fucking Iowa. I've seen soybeans growing. And the chemicals and the pesticides, I don't care what you say. If you spray chemicals on a bean, we'll say a soybean, it's going to get absorbed, it's going to grow into that little bean. You're going to deal with issues there. I'm sorry. Now, I'm not being like all apocalyptic and finding faults because I know, hey, I'll break down and have an ear of corn because it's damn good. Or I'll eat a potato, it's damn good. Hell, I even eat sour cream, and I'm sure not everything in sour cream is meant to be in sour cream. So, with that in mind, don't bring up tofu. Now, sushi, which my wife can't understand, and again, I gotta thank Claude Balls for this one, I have actually developed a taste for sushi. That's good, and you can get it cheap, and it's pretty fucking healthy from what I can tell. I like it, but what can I say? Of course, my spouse feels that sushi is the food of the devil and is the grossest thing. I tried to get her to eat a bit. She took a piece of rice and got all freaked out. Haven't figured that one out yet, because once I pointed out all she had was rice, she still said it was gross. But I don't know. It must be like a West Coast thing. I don't know. How about you, Reverend Hammer? All the way out in Florida. What's the sushi out there like? You know, do you ever enjoy it? Have you touched it yet, Mr. Midwest? Love to know. I'm going to go ahead and click back into some more tunage. You guys can discuss food if you'd like. I think I'm going to go get a drink. What we're going to do is a song. Two Don't Damn Me's. Another song. And we'll be back. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Now I'm doing the segue. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
listen up to my new CD, Sham On.
Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm the Reverend Hammer, and this is another segment of Don't Damn Me, where I hope to bring you information, enlightenment, and a little bit of the funny. I do have a subject for tonight, but I feel I'm going to have to meander a little bit to completely get my point across. So, if some of you out there listening, all 10 of you, are wondering, Reverend, what the fuck are you talking about? Just bear with me. Actually, once the show's archived, go back and listen to the segment like 2 or 3 times and just think about it for a moment. Like, oh, okay, I get ya. And the only reason I ask this is because I'm really wanting feedback on what I'm going to talk about tonight. I know I'm different from most people. This is, you know, this isn't just my conclusion. A lot of other people have told me this. But I'm wondering if it's starting to become a problem. One problem I notice I have is I definitely cannot identify with my peer group. For those who don't know, I'm 24 years old. Right smack dab between Generation X and the digital generation. Even with growing up in between these two generations, my upbringing, I know, has been a bit different. My parents, being older than, you know, the normal group parents that would have brought up a child my age at this time, you know, would have definitely grown up during, like, the 60s and 70s, you know, disco, free love, and all that. But my parents grew up during the 40s and 50s. Which instilled in them a value system much different than we have today, and they've passed the system on to me. Fortunately, I'm not alone in this. A lot of my good friends are the same way. So we do have somebody else we can identify with. Few and far between, if that may be. But with this value system, which I must say is very big on common sense, which no longer seems to be a common trait these days, I believe it has skewed our perspective quite a bit. Skewed our perspective of society and people. For instance, teenagers. Now, I'm going to define teenagers as 14 to 18-year-olds. Now, these teenagers are going to be brought up by parents who grew up in the 60s and 70s who had different values than what my parents had of the 40s and 50s. Couple that with the environment we have today, and one could possibly understand why somebody of my age, 24 years old, might utter every so often the words, "These damn kids today." Normally you hear that from some 60-year-old guy sitting on his front porch smoking a cigar or a pipe. But you hear this from a 24-year-old white boy in Florida. Is there something wrong here? Thinking about this logically, when you consider my upbringing compared to everybody else's, you would think that this type of perspective would be normal, but when I talk to other people, I think something's wrong. I'm still out on that. But with this type of perspective, it does make me feel old, along with other things. For instance, a lot of the listeners here, all 10 of you, know I'm into rather geek pursuits, computers, video games, anime, and a few other things. I've come to the conclusion that growing up with technology may be a bad thing. For example, one of my favorite video games is the game Galaga. This game came out in 1980. Compare that to the games we have now. also compare this to the fact that I would still rather play Galaga than Tekken 4. Do you see why I might feel a little older than I probably should? I hope so. Also, growing up with technology seems to have introduced a new problem into my life, especially. I don't want to say it's short attention span. I want to say that it's threads colliding. If you're familiar with computer processors and how they can multitask, normally I could do the same thing. I was especially good at it when I was younger. But now with technology being faster, you know, bigger, better, faster, more, well, the new American way, as I should put it, I think it has brought on this problem of, like, I'll be doing a couple things at once, then somebody will come in, you know, get my attention, then all 3 points are lost. And I'll just be standing there, dar, which way do we go, George? And for all you smartasses out there, no, this started happening before I started working at Walmart. So don't get any ideas. You know, really hampering what I do, and, you know, I just plain wonder if I might be losing my mind. Not only has my loss of keeping trains of thought separate hindered my working status, I believe it's infecting my ability to operate in society. I have a very good example for this. The movie Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. One day, rented it on DVD, went over to Pappy Coon's house and watched it. Now, I love Kevin Smith's films. I mean, they're great. Chasing Amy is one of my favorite movies. Even though I'm probably like only the 16th person to see it, you know, it's a great movie. I like all of them. I like Clerks, Mallrats, da-da-da-da. Anyway, about halfway through the movie, Pappy Coon's father walks in, have a little conversation, pause the movie, and of course his dad asks, what are you watching? And, you know, he describes the movie. And then he says, Reverend and I went and saw this in the theater. I looked at him dumbfounded because I sure as hell don't remember seeing this movie in the theater. And he goes to describe certain things that happened while we were there. Like, for one, there was a photo booth we had in the hallway that leads up to the movie theater the mall we used to go to. And he remembers having me hold his jacket like I'm his little bitch or something. And, you know, and I, of course, you know, it's like, hey, do I look like your fucking butler? And he goes, yeah, you do. I remember this conversation. But it was for 6 months later during Lord of the Fucking Rings, okay? Not during Jay and Silent Bob. But him and his girlfriend say, no, it was for Jay and Silent Bob. But, I don't know. And then I described to him coming over the next day after we'd supposedly seen this movie, and I remember him describing this movie to my mother and actually censoring certain bits on his own because it's Jay and Silent Bob, there was a shitload of swearing. And I remember him censoring bits of it to, you know, kind of get across the point of the movie to my mother. He doesn't remember one bit of it. But yet, I don't remember any of that day of supposedly seeing this movie. I don't know what to think. There's like six hours of my life missing, and Kevin Smith is involved. Me and Art Bell are trying to figure this shit out. Is it sunspots? I don't know. It could be sunspots. Do you think it might have been alien abduction? I doubt that. I don't remember getting alien pro. What the fuck? I swear, sometime in the future, me and David Duchovny are going to figure this out. Of course, there's going to be one tense moment where he's going to look at me and he's like, you know, Reverend, truth is out there. And you're like, you're right. The truth is out there. It's sitting in front of a 7-Eleven enjoying a Slurpee. But the thing, I guess I'm just... Okay, my question to the listening public, all 10 of you, is this. Is there just something wrong with me? Or what? because nobody to this day has given me an a good answer yet, and I've actually seen some doctors about it. They don't know. They're still trying to figure it out. So, just one more mystery to solve before I die. Hopefully it'll be before I die, so once I find out that I didn't see that goddamn movie in the theater, I can just tell Pappy Coon. Well, another segment of Don't Damn Me for this week. Remember, commentary, questions, any answers about tonight's question of mine? ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Good night. J Random Shit and Commentary. This is Don't Damn Me. I'm the Reverend Hammer. I apologize if I sound a little tired tonight, but thanks to my shitty job this week, it's just really sapped all my energy, so if this is not as energetic as you expect, I apologize. And Walmart is totally to blame for that. If you would like to send a big fuck you letter to them for being the reason why this segment may not be as entertaining as it could be, just email me and I'll give you the mailing address. Because of that, instead of one theme throughout this segment, I'm going to comment on some news stories I've seen over the week. So, here we go. First, Enron, WorldCom, AOL Time Warner, and now Quest. It seems that whoever was taking care of the books at Quest decided to get a little funny and improperly record how much money they have. Apparently, the difference was of $1.6 billion, and this was happening between the years of 1999 and 2001. In fact, things seem to be so bad for Quest that they've put up several of their assets for sale, including their Questex subsidiary, worth about $9 billion. I wonder if I can finance $9 billion and buy it up, just so I can change it to Spankdex. And on the first few pages of all those phone books would be everything related to Spankwagon. Of course, people probably expect porn with that name, so I don't know if we could oblige. Ford will no longer be producing the Excursion SUV as of the model year 2004. Good. That's one last big-ass SUV driven by some hairy soccer mom in my way as I'm trying to get to work. Computer server manufacturer Hewlett-Packard is using the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to sue a group of programmers who have found an exploit in their True64 Unix server system. Why a wonderful way to cover up your problems. If people don't know they exist in the first place, then they just must be not there. And last but certainly not least, over the course of the past weekend, the website for the RIAA was hit with a denial of service attack. A representative from the group was quoted as saying, "Don't they have something better to do during the summer than hack our site? Perhaps it at least took 10 minutes away from stealing music." Are they just that out of touch with reality? I mean, endorsing a bill that would allow copyright holders to pretty much hack peer-to-peer file systems is bad enough, but to make a blatant statement like that just... I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even think of a term for it. Hey, you do, let me know. I really wonder if the RIAA knows what it's getting into if said bill does pass into law. I mean, what, they're just going to hire, you know, some, you know, Microsoft certified, you know, what they can think is going to solve this problem, while the people that are all self-taught and are, you know, just on the edge of technology and operating systems and networks are going to fight back. I mean, can you imagine that? This bill goes through, an all-call goes out for all hackers who want to bring this sort of thing down. Can you imagine that kind of sign-up? Qualifications? Wares? Backdooring? Social engineering and wares? You mentioned wares twice. I like wares. But I really hope they're prepared for this, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be fun to watch. Well, that's all I have for you. Like I said, I apologize for not having... totally me, but blame my job, alright? Oh, one other thing I'd like to remind you of before you go. This Sunday, National Kids Day. I'm not kidding. Make sure to tell a parent that their little crotchling isn't special. And you probably expect me to have much more commentary on this idea on next week's show. So, any comments or questions? ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Good night.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Trouble digging the coal. Trouble working more. If you're not trying to stay away, just walk.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net, and Reverend Hammer hates his job, which has been made very, very clear. I completely and totally... Oh, and thank you, by the way, for the choice of music. Yes, it's all my fault. I completely and totally understand now. Don't damn me, damn Walmart! Ha! I get it! You're a fucking genius, man. I mean, it took what? Let me look at how many shows here. 6 weeks! Not necessarily six shows, but six shows, I should say. Not necessarily 6 weeks, but yes. And I figured it out. I am very proud of myself. Thank you. And now, this just in, I'm setting my pants on fire. All right, folks. Spank Wagon Radio. Hey, I'm trying to be a little bit upbeat because I got the tape. And the tape here says that, well, it was Claude's and mine's conversation. This is done last night, actually. He came over at 1:30 in the morning. But, hey, it all's good. Speaking of stupid shit and bad stuff, because yesterday was just like a horrible, horrible night for me. When I went to go update the web server, and those of you who use the virtual web servers for your website hosting, well, I accidentally chunked out one of the folders. I accidentally deleted 1.7 gigabit worth of HTML. Oops. I gotta watch what buttons I hit. So, Virtual One, I know you're out there. I do apologize, but thank you for retrieving it. It was almost a really big mess, because I had like 5 windows open and I hit a button that I shouldn't have hit. So what did I do last night? To soothe myself and make myself feel better after all this, I went down to the freezer and I started drinking. And you know what? Now I understand why my wife likes to drink. Things are starting to come clear now, especially after last night. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play this tape, and you're going to hear the clicking and the popping and the shit like that, and just play a little bit of it for you here. This is pretty much our conversation of last night. Me and the balls, me and Claude. No, I'm not going to start smoking. So, I'm sorry, reading what's in the chat room, folks. So those of you listening who are not in chat should be in chat. irc.dal.net/spankwagon, or go to my chat site, which you can find on my index page, spankwagon.vftp.net, spankwagon links. All right. God, I don't want to play this. Okay. Hold on. No, I don't even have it rewound, people. That's how pathetic it is.
I think he just quit Spankwagon, but we're just going to put the tape recorder down and start talking. Right, Claude, Robert, whatever. What the fuck's going on?
Nothing, dude. I'm fine, man.
Why did you post on the message boards, "This is the way the world ends, blah, 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 whisper, bang, we get to shit"?
That's just the way I'll do shit, man. You know, I just want to go ahead and I just want to say, fuck it, man.
Why fuck it? What does Spankwagon can do to you?
No, man. Don't be so egotistical, man. So what, the world will revolve around you or Spankwagon or...
Well, no, but I'd like to pretend it does.
No. I just, you know what, man? I just don't... I'm fucking burned out on a lot of shit, man, in my life, man.
Burned out on what?
Just a lot of stuff, man. I just need to go ahead and say, fuck it, man. I need to take a break, man. I'm going on vacation.
Is that where you've been all week?
Yeah, man.
I haven't even seen you anywhere. Heard from you or shit. I barely got through to this, to convince you to come over here.
Shit, man. I was on vacation, man.
Are you done with Spankwagon?
I see fucking time off, man. Okay? I'm looking at it right now, you know? Shit, man. Just fuck. You know what? I'm done with a lot of shit, man.
So, I mean, why didn't you give me... Dude, this isn't right, man, because, I mean, 1 week you're saying we need to do this and this and this, and we're writing shit together, and we're enjoying our deal.
It's not coming across properly, man. It's just going nowhere, dude.
What do you recommend I do?
Shit, like I say, it's not you, man. It's not the world revolving around you.
I didn't say the world's revolving around me.
Don't take the responsibility for it, man. No, don't. Don't try to carry the weight of the world on yourself, dude. No, it's not like that, man. See... It's everything, man. It's going nowhere, okay? The show is just, it's grinding down to a halt, man. I get the same people every week, man. I get the same lot of responses. You know, I get no feedback from nobody. We have a chat room, which is basically just, you know, a donut shop for, you know, ex-Waterloo people and shit, or people, you know, what the fuck ever.
Right. Yeah. Damn, man. It's going. There's no planning going into it. Every time we try to plan something, you know, it doesn't work out. There's no way to make time for it and shit. It's just, you know, it's just stagnant, man. So you're just quitting because of that? Nah, man, like I say, you know, I just need a fucking change, man.
Fair enough. Well, I suppose we can get rid of every Hammer segment or something. Clean it up maybe a little bit. You want to start doing just a segment?
Nah, man. I don't want to do anything, you know, where I'm just, you know, gone, where I'm, like, taken down. I'd rather just go, man. I don't want to do something like a fucking segment and shit, man.
You just want to be done.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know where else to... I have no clue as to where else, you know, it's gonna go, man. I don't see anything. Alright?
Well, where are you going?
I gotta go, man.
Oh, come on, we gotta talk more about this. Dude, this isn't right. Robert, you're fucking walking out on the wagon. Why the hell are you walking out on the wagon?
Alright, folks.
And that was that. Let me just, I don't know. Really, right now, folks, I don't know. But, you know, Airwolf, I could see where you're saying the whole fuck you, Claude, but you don't know, you know, we hung out a lot. You know, we actually did a lot of shit together that was non-show stuff, and we're coworkers. Hell, I'm almost worried to see what's going to happen when he gets back. You know? So next week I do know that I'm going to have a co-host because I don't like doing this alone. I've actually grown to really appreciate having a co-host here to kind of yin and yang all of our segments and stupid shit and the news articles and stuff like that. I'm not giving up on the wagon. I'll say that here right now. I'm not going to walk out on this shit. I'm not going to fold a fucking shop because, to be honest, the broadcast you're listening to is the first broadcast of the paid era. Yes, we are now paying for our broadcasts. You know, this is the first of that. So, you know, I'm not giving up. I still have the site up now. I'm probably going to go ahead and move some links around on the inside because, you know, I have Kilroy now missing in action. Claude now missing in action, so I don't know. But folks, I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep going. Like I said, I really don't have much to say. I'm going to clip some music, collect my thoughts again, and we'll move on for the rest of the show. You are listening to spankwagon.vftp.net, Spankwagon Radio. I'll catch you all in a little bit.
Thank you.
Cabana in the Copacabana. I can't sing it. It's fucking Barry Manilow. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. Hi, how you doing? Whitey's cha-chaing. Who else here? Airwolf's pissed. Reverend Hammer's plotting. But anyhow, all right, folks. Hey, wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up what's going on for the wagon for the rest of this month. After dealing with this for the, obviously, the first day of the fucking month, I'm going to be kind of, like I said, in the chat room, people have been asking me, what's going on? Well, first off, I am going to have a few weeks with guest hosts. I'm already working on trying to sound professional now, but I'm working on trying to book Flying J, the JLD, also going to try to get Vance Mack. Everything is still up in the air. I don't even know who I'm going to have in the house next week. So we'll find out. Also, on the 22nd, that's a Thursday, I may be doing a show, I may not be. It really all depends. I'm flying into Iowa at that time. I'm flying in to take care of some family business, which means I'm not going to be here near the water sewage treatment plant. So, hey, Whitey's a co-host. Whitey, if you're interested, we'll talk. Just, you can't cancer stick at my house. That's the only big thing. What I'm going to be doing, though, folks, is bringing these people over, doing what I got to do. We'll go based on what you say. Now, one thing, and I agree with you know, Claude when he said this on the tape, was he's tired of not hearing shit. And every week, I'm getting tired of saying it, too. I love y'all in the chat room. I'd give you mad props if I could remember where Claude put the mad prop thing. But I want some more fucking listeners. I want you guys to participate more. I want you to bring in people. I know that we're crude. I know Spankwagon's a little rude. I know that we could be vulgar and offensive. I do know, however, that we entertain. Excuse me. I do know that I... Fuck. We can be entertaining. We and whoever else. You know, this is going to get fucking hard to get used to. Got to work on that. We, I, me. I'll start talking to myself. I, Trencher, find myself to be entertaining to you. Yes. Haha. All right. So, anyhow. 22nd, I'm going to be, you know, kind of in Iowa. I might actually be able to get the virtual one. I don't know. Although I think he's working. Might be able to do a show, but hey, who knows? It's all up in the air right now. All up in the air. And, hey, many people watch The Man Show, and it's anything but not rude. Hee hee. Well, yes, but The Man Show can say cockwad. And see, that drives away some of our listeners, especially some of our more finicky listeners, such as, oh, I am Obi-John and all that good stuff. The finicky ones, like, profanity. Thank you for unregulated internet radio. It's the shits. So, we're going to listen to more music, folks, because I don't have much more news to talk about. Although, we are going to start working on some shit. I'm dumping the blender for now. So the blender will probably go away, because I don't have much I want to fucking write about right now. And we're going to be modifying that around. Plus, we're going to start working on maybe some more Photoshop stuff. Because I really enjoy that thread of the in our message boards. Which, of course, our message boards are powered by Whitey. So you need to go check those out. And after tonight, you get to see the ooze of aura of whatever that just kind of creeps out of Whitey. It's kind of greenish around him. But that's another story altogether. And let's see, what else do I got to do? Graphics look good on the site. No one's bitching about the links. The chat, I hate fucking frames, but I'm working on the web chat. What else? What else? Spankwagon Radio. Can't wait for Kilroy to get back because I missed the Week in Geek. Going to have another segment from Hammer next week. I don't know what else to cover right now. I'll be back in a little bit, folks. Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.vftp.net. And all that shit was done during fucking Copacabana.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Yeah!
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Belch. Spank Wagon Radio. How you doing, folks? Alright, just a little nice little breather break. I don't have much else to go on today. So let's go ahead and let's think here. I noticed that the first Don't Damn Me had something to do with Kevin Smithman and his stuff, but I still haven't figured that shit out. And much better mic gain. Much better mic gain. What are you, Drink Trench? I think the chat room has gone stupid. Let's drink. Oh, what am I drinking? Pineapple juice. Really, honest to God, just straight pineapple juice. It's good stuff. Bittersweet kind of thing going on, you know. I think after this, though, I am going to go ahead and hop in to pick up and head down to Starbucks down on the Aladdin. So if you want to see Trench, I'm at the Aladdin. Anyhow. Not that it's like a celebrity setting. If anybody ever wants an autograph, find me first. Alright. I was just kind of reminiscing. I was bored and I've been cleaning out my closet. And I looked through some stuff that I had in my closet. And what else did I have? Photographs. High school photographs. You ever have a high school photograph? Like, you know, the whole senior picture shit. And you have a picture and you have no clue who the fuck they are. I have two of this chick. She's got a rack. Pretty decent smile. I have no clue who the fuck she is. Confusing. I bet it's written on there. I'll have to figure it out later. Anywho, next week, let's see, more Spank Wagon. I don't know. How about I just go ahead and finish the show out the last 40 minutes of just straight music? We'll do straight music, And we'll call the end of a show. And, of course, for Reverend Hammer's doing the recording, you'll know it's the end of the show when you hear the Spank Wagon ad. Or I might say, pop on just to say goodbye and give the Kodos acknowledgments and go forward from that. But one thing we're definitely going to start doing is we're going to have a guest host next week. And we might actually work on that a little bit. We'll see how that goes. All right, folks. Music for Spank Wagon. We'll be back a little bit.
Santa Claus, the vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to, no, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus, the guy with the hair on his jaws, he, hey man, come over here, man, I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey,
session,
man, you think
man.
Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Oh, wow. Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man?
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey, man. Well, that's it, man.
Yeah.
They sound real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. They had so much class, man. They had so much class, you know, like give and take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button top. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway, how else, man?
No, man, no, man, how did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man, and how'd he, like, how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
Coming to my flat, so. Coming to my flat, so. You.
Forget the moment we kissed the night.
La 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 la.
We hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase. Telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase. Memory of these magic moments.
cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Can say if your love grows as your
Yeah.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm a fucking whore. How's it going, folks? Little bit of music there. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up for the evening. Wait, hold on. I'm reading here a little bit. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. Smokers and alcoholics and Code Sunshine. Oh, Reverend, for your next Don't Damn Me, why don't you just go ahead and explain what Code Sunshine is for us? That sounds like a good one. All right, folks. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're going to call it an evening here just a little bit early, but like anyone really fucking cares. Please do me a favor. Please be a fucking whore just like me. Pitch the site. Sell the site. Tell other people about the site. I want to get more people involved. Remember, next week, we don't know who's going to be here. Because if I can talk anybody into fucking doing this and filling in the hole that fucking Claude Balls left, then we'll have a co-host. We might even have a couple. Let's see if I can maybe pull off two or three people here. Make it a small little Spank Wagon party. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. Thank you very much, everybody who is in the chat. I'd give you mad props if I could find the fucking thing. And we'll keep tuning in, play another couple songs. You'll hear the wonderful little Spank Wagon exit song? I don't know. Outro? Spank Orgy. Yeesh. Maybe with a couple people, but that's another story altogether. All right, folks, spankwagon.vftp.net. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Spank Wagon.